Our topic is called Putting Things Together and talks about complex organizational structures. And it occurs to me that we have a good group to talk about this because John comes from a background where he deals with a lot of larger institutional clients with lots of moving parts. My clients tend to be organizations that may have a subsidiary or may be thinking about having a subsidiary and probably don't have as many parts. You may be thinking, we don't need to put anything together. We don't want a complex organizational structure. And, you know, this is not going to be something that everyone in this room will run out and use or that everyone will use immediately. What we're hoping to do is to equip you with some thoughts, some considerations as you or your clients walk into this. Thinking through the adage of if the only tool you have in your toolbox is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. All problems are not nails, and so we're going to try and give you a couple of things that are different from a hammer. So an overview real quickly, we're going to start talking about the choice of entity options. We're going to do a high-level overview of what forms we're going to talk about. We'll then lead into a little bit of what are some of the considerations as you try to distinguish between should we use an LLC, should we use a supporting organization, should we use a taxable nonprofit corporation. We'll then shift over into some issues where you might be working with a third party. And so we'll talk about joint ventures, joint operating agreements, affiliations, and those types of things. And then we'll finish up with a couple of case studies that we hope tie everything together. So to get started, we refer to these as wholly owned organizations. They're not really owned. We know that as exempt organization folks.